Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, shalom, everybody. I am glad you're here today. We have a wonderful show today. The show today is about destroying the enemy within our Black community, religion, poverty, sickness, and abuse. This is a very, very hot topic today about our Black community, because our Black community is being destroyed, because don't nobody want to talk about these things that's destroying us from within our Black community. I am here today because I want to shed some light on what's going on in our Black community, because I'm a Black person myself, and I know, me being a Black woman like I am, I've been through a lot of these things also. So I want to share and enlighten my brothers and sisters today about what's going on in our Black community, because don't nobody want to talk about it. Don't nobody want to hear about it. Don't nobody want to understand what's going on. They just want to continue to throw things under the rug and act like there's nothing going on. But we know it's a lot of things going on in our Black community. So today we want to just destroy the enemy from within. You know, we have a lot of enemies in our Black community, a lot of things going on that's not being talked about. So today, at Sister Talk Show, we are here to talk about those things that's destroying us and our children, and destroying our neighborhoods, destroying everything. I mean, the average Black man and woman today is a destroyed. They destroyed. We got the jails overflowing with all kind of young Black men, old Black men, pastors, preachers, all kind of Black men and women that's incarcerated today in jail, because they don't understand the enemy that's destroying them from within their own environment. So I believe this is a great topic. You know, I believe it's a well-deserved, well-needed topic today. So me, as Sister Talk Show host, I want to put everything on the table. And I want to come forth with it. I want to bring it out, what's really going on, because I'm just tired of sitting back in the corner, looking and watching everything that's going on, and nobody is talking about nothing. Nobody is doing anything. All we can come on and do is make another religious show, or another motivational show, or another show that's going to try. No, we need to talk about what is hurting us as a Black community, so we can get some answers and some solutions to resolve these issues that we have in our community. Look at our children. They're so destroyed today. Oh, my God. The average Black child today, oh, my God, they are so destroyed. They're so confused. They don't know what's wrong from right. They don't know which way to come. They don't know what's going on with their life. They have no idea what they are up against and what is actually working against them to destroy them. I'm talking about generational curses that's been in the Black community. My mama. I'm talking about 500-600 years since we was brought to America on the slave ships. These things has been happening in the community. And, you know, we have had a lot of people like Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, different inspired leaders try to come forth and share some light on a lot of things that was going on in the Black community. But I'm going to dig a little bit deeper than them. I'm going to dig a little bit deeper. The number one thing that I believe that's destroying the Black community is religion. Religion. I mean, oh, my God, you got Islam, you have Buddha, you have Christianity, you have the Hebrew Israelite community, you got Egypt mythology, Egyptian religion. I mean, it's so many religions among our neighborhoods and community, we cannot count them. So with all of these religions and all these different doctrines and all these different teachings, we're never going to understand who we are as a black man and woman. We're never going to understand what the Creator, our God, that created us want. Because we got all these religions distorting the truth, distorting what's actually wrote in the Bible that we need to understand and know so we can walk down that straight and narrow path and do what our God want us to do. So religion to me is the number one enemy within the black community. Okay, you got people just going to churches, you know, and paying their tithes and still lost right now, still empty, still dry, still destroyed, still don't know who they are, still don't know where they're going, still don't know anything but going up in the churches on Saturday, Sabbath day, which is the Hebrew Israelite community. They go to church on Saturday. And you have the Christians. The Christians, the Mormons, the Seventh-day Adventists, the Baptists, the Apostolic, the Church of God in Christ, non-denominational. I mean, you have so many different religions where people are said that they're going to these churches and these buildings to serve God. But I cannot see that none of those religions that I name are serving God. Because if we were serving God, if we was doing what the God of the Bible wanted us to really do, I believe we wouldn't be going through a lot of things that we're going through and facing today in our black community. So the religion have failed the people. All of it have failed the people 100%. Now they have the religion going around now. The Israelite Church of God, GOCC, and just to name a few, they have a lot of different Hebrew Israelite religions, say that they're teaching the people the truth, they're giving the people the understanding of who they are, they Israel, and God name is Ahayah, some of them. Some of them say God name is Yah, some of them say God name is Jah. I mean, come on, how can we possibly find the real God of the Bible, the God of the Hebrews, okay, the God of the children of Israel? How can we find this God with all these different teachings, doctrines, and functions going on in the black community? There's no way we can find the real God. There's no way possible that you will ever find the real God. Because when you join this Hebrew Israelite church, they're going to tell you his name is Ahayah. When you join this Hebrew Israelite church, they're going to tell you his name is Yah. When you join this one, they're going to say his name is Jah. So, and then one of them said the holy days is the Passover is this day. Then another one said the Passover is that day. I mean, come on. We are never going to find and understand what we need to understand about religion. We are all, if we involved in any religion today, any form of religion, any form of doctrine, any form of worship in these churches and all these functions that they got on, they're saying that they serving God. If we're involved in any of that, we are totally, totally lost and deceived. We are deceived, okay? It's just that simple, okay? It's that simple. It's all about control. It's all about money. It's all about what you can give me, what you can do for me. That's what it's all about. It's not about God, okay? It's not about God. They just put God in front of you to paint the picture that they really teaching you about God. No, they're not really teaching you about God, because if you listen to all the religions, all of them, totally, they teach the same thing over and over and over and over again, okay? Over and over again. From the Hebrew Israelites to the Christianity to the Muslims, all of it, to Buddha, it's over and over again, the same doctrine, the same understanding that you're going to get that you got 5 years ago. It's nothing different. So, no, you are in a cult. You are in a cult, and you need to be delivered, and you need to be brought free from that religion. Because religion, even in the Bible, it said God hates religion. Okay? Religion is never, ever going to show you who you are as a black man and a black woman. I mean, I know people today that have been in religion for 50 and 60 years of their life. Matter of fact, I used to be a pastor of a church, okay, for a very long time. Many, many years I pastored a Christian church, okay, and I know a lot about what's going on with what they're teaching and how they're teaching the people. So I want to let you know, you are headed to a dead-end highway, okay? I know people that's been in religion for many years are very confused, very lost, and very destroyed. This is an enemy within the black community, and we need to get rid of this enemy. And the way we're going to get rid of this enemy is we're going to understand that this enemy, religion, is not teaching us and giving us and showing us what we need to be the person that God, the Creator, created us to be. That's what we got to realize. And when we realize that we're not really getting nothing, we're not getting no edification, no growth, no knowledge, no wisdom, no understanding. We're just getting doctrine, doctrine of man. Not even a doctrine of the Bible. It's a doctrine of man, something that man have made up to control the people, okay? So this is an enemy, religion. That's why I walked away from being a pastor, and this is my testimony. I walked away from being a pastor like 7, 8 years ago. Like 7 or 8 years ago or longer, I walked away. And I told God, I said, you know what, God? If this is all it is to be a pastor, I don't want to be a pastor no more, because I cannot continue to come up in this place Sunday after Sunday and teach these people the same stuff over and over and over and over again. I don't see no fruit. I don't see no growth. I don't see nothing that they learning. I don't see nothing that I'm getting out of what I'm doing. This cannot be what you want me to do. This cannot be. This is not all that you want me to do with my life. And I know a lot of pastors that's been in religion like 40, 50, 60 years with 5 or 10 people in their congregation. They still talking and teaching those same 10 people that they had 10 years ago. No, if this is what being a pastor is, you guys can have that. I don't want that. I walked away from that. I walked away from that. And ever since I walked away from religion, okay, then I got involved in a church setting, GOCC, okay? I never really joined the church. I just started listening to his teachings, started going to YouTube, listen to his videos, and stuff he was telling us. Very good. He telling people that they Israel, and, you know, the black people are the Israelites. We was brought over here on slave ships. Yeah, I believe all that. True, true, true. I believe all that. But, and basically, that's the whole teaching. Basically, and you got to keep the laws, and you got to keep the holy days and the law. And basically, that's the whole teaching. There's nothing else that you're going to get out of that. So, after years, 3 or 4 or 5 years, I continue to listen and listen and listen and listen, and I learned a few things from that, but I decided that that's not what the Bible is talking about either, okay? That's just some of what the Bible is talking about. That's just another form of religion, because it's all about a doctrine. They're not really going through the whole Bible teaching the people or about what God, the Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, want us to know. They just taking sections and scriptures and chapters out of the Bible to bring forth their belief and their doctrine. Okay? So I figure that out. I figure that out. Like I figure Christianity out, I figure the black Hebrew Israelite religion out. that it's all about control. It's all about control. It's all about money, what they can get, how they can get it, and when they can get it, and what they can use you for. That's what it's all about, making them look good and making you feel bad, miserable, depressed, and terrible. You don't get nothing. You don't get nothing but the same teaching every Saturday or every Sunday. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to get nothing more than you got 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years, 10 years. I'm telling you, get out of these religions. Get out of all of these religions because it's actually hurting us. It's destroying us. It's killing us. Why? Because we don't know our God. We don't know our God. And there's things in the Bible that our God want us to know, want us to do. He's trying to show us the truth. I'm talking about the real truth, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob is trying to show us. But these religions that we're sitting up under is cloaking everything. They're just cloaking everything. They're not really giving us the Bible the way it's supposed to be presented to us so we can grow, we can know, we can move and walk on the path, the right path that God wants us to walk on. They're cloaking everything and hiding everything. So it have became an enemy to the people. It have became an enemy. Okay, I get so many people on Facebook, different places where they saying they in the Hebrew Israelite, they in the truth. They call it the truth. Oh man, yeah, the truth. They call it the truth. And Christ said in the Bible, the truth will make you free. So if these religions, Christianity and Hebrew Israelite religions was true, then the people would be free right now. Ain't nobody is free. Nobody is free. Nobody, everybody's still bound up. Everybody's still depressed. Everybody's still miserable. Everybody's still sick. Everybody's still lost. Everybody's still hurting. Everybody's still going, okay, if this was the truth like Christ said to his disciples, then right now we would be free. We would be free, okay? You're not free just because you're part of an organization. That's not freedom because the man still have control over you and telling you what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Believe me, I used to be a pastor, and I know exactly how that work, okay? Not no more. I'm not a pastor no more. Don't ever want to be one anymore because I found it's very unfruitful work. It's very unfruitful. So I'm just saying, religion is one of the number one enemies to me. We got all the religion, and we got the people just standing still and being destroyed. Don't know the Bible. They read the Bible. They don't know what the Bible talking about. They only know the little scriptures that the elders give them and the preachers give them and the pastors give them. That's all they know. They don't have no understanding of what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is really talking about. Okay, the next enemy within the black community is poverty. Poverty is very bad. Poverty, okay? Everybody is so very hungry. So very hungry. And this is why the poverty is because you keep working. You keep the things that you are doing is not really getting you out of the poverty. I know I worked all my life and I was still hungry. I went to work every day and got my paycheck on Friday and still was hungry. Still didn't have enough food. Still didn't have no clothes. Still didn't have no money. Still didn't have nothing. So I'm here to tell you, you can work all your life. You can work them jobs all your life, and you're still going to be poor, broke, and hungry. Did you know that it is something? It's a solution in the Bible to poverty, to end poverty. But your leaders will never tell you what it is. They'll never tell you what it is. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to show you and shed some light on how to get rid of poverty in the black community. It's very simple. It's right there in the Bible. It's right there in the Holy Bible. It's right there. But you think going to work for somebody, going to get a paycheck on Fridays, you will never know, man. That's going to keep you poor and broke and hungry the rest of your life. Okay? A paycheck is nothing. It's just something to pay your bills, put a little bit of food on your table, and then and 3 or 4 more days, you broke, you hungry, you ain't got no money, you ain't got no food in your refrigerator. And then you have the sickness. Everybody's sick. Everybody in the black community got cancer, prostate, tumors, high blood pressure, diabetes. Oh, you name it, they have it. So I don't have a lot of time today because this show is only 30 minutes long. And I just wanted to come forth today and give you a little bit of outline on what I'm trying to do, what I'm trying to help the people to understand, to destroy the enemies within the black community. And I just have such a desire to share all of this wonderful information that I have to help my people to be free. And I'm talking about free for real. I'm not talking about being made free. I'm talking about solutions to your circumstances. I mean, right away you're gonna see growth. You're gonna see understanding. You're gonna see wisdom. I'm talking about solutions to the problems that's going on in the black community. Religion is an enemy. I want you to know that. I say it again. Religion is an enemy. Okay? It's an enemy. It was created by the other people, not the people of our color. It was created by the other nationalities and races to control us, to keep us under their control, under their understanding, and under their doctrine. It's straight religion is a straight up enemy. You'll never know the real God, fallen religion. You'll never understand the real God, falling any religion, because the religion is the one that killed Christ. The same religion that you running up into and going to sit up under these leaders and listen to them, these are the same people that killed Christ. Okay? They religious fanatics telling you what you can't do, where you can go, where you can go. That is all control. That's all religion. That's all under cult. Okay? It's just a cult. It's just something that you initiate yourself in and you believe it and you start doing whatever they tell you to do. And if you don't do what they tell you to do, I guarantee you they will kick you out of the congregation because it's religion and it's not of God. All of them. Totally. Okay? And then the next one is poverty. You hungry, you broke, you poor, because you don't know what to do to get out of your dilemma, to get out of your situation. You think going to work gonna help you. You think going to school and going to college and getting a better career and a better job is gonna help your problem. No, 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 no. It's not gonna help your problem, okay? It's not gonna help you. You can work till you're 100 years old, and I guarantee you'll still not have enough money to buy you some food and clothes and keep yourself self-sufficient. Because you know what? When you work for someone else, you are enslaving yourselves to those people and to those corporations and businesses. Okay? But when you work for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the God of the Bible, and the God of the Hebrews, He will end poverty for you. I don't have enough time to really go into what you need to do to destroy the poverty in your life. I'm running out of time, but I'm just here to give you an outline of what this show is really about. Then you have sickness. Oh, my God, so many sick people in the world, children, babies, grandmamas, everybody's sick, and they think running to the doctors, taking the medications and the drugs that they tell them to take for high blood, for sugar diabetes, and all of these things is going to make them better. But it's actually things in the Bible that God say can heal us, okay? It can heal us. Herbs. Why are we taking medication when we can take herbs to heal our own self? It was created to heal us. So you see how confused we are as black people. This is why we're so destroyed, because we have no understanding. We have no knowledge. We have no wisdom on what to do and how to do it to free our own self, to free our mind, to free our souls, our hearts, our spirits. We don't know what to do. We think running up to the church is going to help us. It's never going to help you. I know it's so, going up into the Hebrew Israelite, going up to the Egyptian religion, going to the Muslim religion, going to Buddha. None of these things going to help you, because you have to go back to the Creator, the one that created us, and open up the book and get a full understanding of what was already written about us. But every situation in our life, there is a solution in the Bible. Why? Because he's the creator. And he wouldn't have created a people if he didn't give them a solution to whatever problems that they was going to be going or facing in their lives. So, yes, everything is there. Okay, you guys, you have to make moves. You have to make moves, people. You have to wake up and understand these enemies in the black community, they fighting us, they killing us, they destroying us. And we just allowing it to be so because we want to continue to do what we're doing, and we don't want to do nothing else different. We want to keep on doing what we're doing, and we're not getting no results. No results. I mean none whatsoever. None whatsoever. Oh, what, you feel good because you know your Hebrew Israelite? Okay, now that you know that, what are you going to do now? What is your next move? What is it that God wants you to do? Okay, what is it that the Creator wants you to do now? Now that you know that you're Israel, just keep the law, huh? Oh, yeah, keep the law. Yeah, but they're not even telling you all of the law. They're just telling you some of the law. You got to know how to keep the law and what the law wants you to do, okay? And it's more than keeping holy days and don't eat no pork and don't eat no shrimp. And this is basically what they teach it about the law, okay? If you listen to every Hebrew Israelite, they all going to say the same thing when it comes to the law. You got to keep the holy days, don't eat no pork, and do the dietary law, and come into the service on Passover, and come into the service on Feast of Tabernacle. And that's all basically, that's just Christianity, but with a different name and a different day. That's all it is. And Christianity, the only thing, they just don't keep the law. They said the law done away with it. They have no need for the law whatsoever. So do you see how twisted everything in our community have become? Everything is twisted up. And we as a people, we have been listening to all of this twisted knowledge that's not coming from God, but it's coming from man, and man don't know nothing. That's what God told me. Man don't know nothing. So I thank you for tuning in and listening to me today, and I hopefully next Thursday when I come back on, hopefully you'll be here and I can give you some more information, or hopefully I can get more time so we can be on longer and I can really break down some solutions and things that I want to show you about the enemy within the black community that's destroying us. And you have a great day, and hopefully I tune in with you next week. Have a great day, and shalom and shalom, and God bless you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and have a great day. Thank you for listening. We'll chat with you next week. Next week. Have a great day.